It's the Deftones with Romantic Dreams, 89.5 Southern New Mexico's Rock Station. Oh, it's been a kick-ass Friday. Rick and T hanging out. 5:06 right now. Quitting time for a lot of people. Hope you're being safe out there. 521-0995. They'll be here to the studio. New rock from Seether on the way. Mudvayne on deck. But right now, it's some sour cutting for you. Flow on Black Days. You got a ride here on KXPZ.
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding.
All right, hope everyone's being safe out there. Taking a look at your Rocket Road Report. I-10 at Avenida de Mesilla. The interchange project construction has been removed from the eastbound overpass. There's still construction on the descending eastbound ramp. Now, motorists are still encounter lane restrictions on Avenida de Mesilla between Hickory Loop and Lakeside Drive, as well as on I-10 between Motel Boulevard and University Avenue. Still be able to gain access to Las Cruces and Mesilla at Motel Boulevard exit 139 or University Avenue exit 142 for both east and westbound I-10 traffic. Now, if you have any accidents to report, delays, anything happening out there at all, hey, don't hesitate to give me a call. Let me know. Hands free, of course, 521-0995. No. True Nature, Jane's Addiction, KXBZ, it's 99.5 The Rocket. What's up, Ricky T? Hanging out. It is 5:32 Friday. Making our way into the evening, we're right into another weekend. Hey, we got the latest edition of your local launch concert calendar currently posted up at rocket995.com. So, I mean, if you're just getting out of work, you're looking to go grab yourself some drinks, maybe possibly enjoy some live entertainment. We're giving you those options, letting you know who's rocking, where, and when, what it's going to cost you, every last detail to make for one hell of a weekend starting right now. That's right, rocket995.com to check it out.
NY Pizza.
Revolution is my name, Pantera 99.5 The Rocket. Rob Zombie still doing his thing with the movies, but his next film, is it going to be another horror, or is he going to switch it up? And we'll talk more about it in the next few. New ride right now for Pop Evil. Torn to pieces, you got it right here on The Rocket. 99.5 The Rocket, Devil Driver right there with Sail, as we continue to sail through our Friday right into another weekend. Well, hey, Rob Zombie, you know he had plans to direct a non-horror film for his next project? Yeah, well, he had plans. That's been scrapped. Yeah. Well, he's going to instead return to his favorite genre. The Rocket told New Zealand's 3 News that even though he spent 2 years working on the hockey movie titled Broad Street Bullies, he recently came up with a new idea for a horror flick that producers loved so much that they wanted him to do it immediately. So that's what he's doing now. Well, Rob didn't give any details on the new film. He did say probably fans of The Devil's Rejects will enjoy it the most. It's not connected to that film, but it's more in that headspace. No word on if Broad Street Bullies will ever happen, but you can stay up to date at robzombie.com. In one of the latest interviews with Rob, he actually did talk about the plot of Broad Street Bullies. And, you know, he really seemed excited about it. Here he is.
The next film is called The Broad Street Bullies. And it's a totally different movie. It's a true life story about the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team and how they had this actual plan back in the 70s to build a tough team, that they were like, no one's ever going to outmuscle us. We're going to build the toughest team to ever play hockey and basically terrorize the entire NHL for a few years. And it's just a crazy, crazy story.
Well, Rob's last film was The Lords of Salem, came out last year. And, you know, of course, I'm a huge fan of Rob Zombie, his music, his movies, and, you know, they're pretty good, though. You know, House of Thousand Corpses, Dr. Satan, Devil's Rejects, that was pretty cool, too. But I didn't hear too good things about Lords of Salem. Still haven't caught that one myself. And it would be kind of interesting to see Rob and he, you know, kind of steer away from that genre. So I'm kind of looking forward, and I do hope he does continue with that Broad Street Bullies. You know, I'm a huge sports fan, but I probably guarantee it's not going to be no Mighty Ducks, though, right? What are we gonna be rocking it through? I got some Slayer on the way, new rock from you too, a whole lot more. It's coming at you right here on The Rocket. 99.5 The Rocket, Southern New Mexico's rock station. And oh boy, do we have a treat for you right meow in studio.
Mr. LDP.
Right here, right now.
Right.
In the house.
Oh, yes.
Blue Diamond Phillip, thank you so much, my friend, again, for joining us here this afternoon.
Yeah, quickly, I really have to bring this up because I heard you guys earlier. You think you exist in a bubble? No, you do not. Your words go out to the populace, and you know, you want to double team me? You want to double team me? Hey, I brought Daniel here. We will go three rounds cage match, three MMA rounds. Double. No tapping out.
We gotta film this, all right, hey, Daniel? I'll try to take you, and then six. Look at this.
You got
right here, man.
It's on.
No, we
going OG style.
I am so stoked to hear that you guys are in it. I knew it. this guy right here. This sexy beast right here.
Thank you.
The double team. Okay, so you heard us laughing. And is amazing. That's what's up, though. But we're rocking, holding it down.
Nice.
And we appreciate you being here in the studio because you are here in town for the White Sands International Film Festival. Also, you are the Lifetime Achievement Award winner, so congratulations.
That just makes me feel old, dude. You know, some they start giving me Lifetime Achievements. I went, okay, it's all over. Regrets, I've had a few.
Where do we go from here?
Exactly. I tell you where you go from here. I'm going to be at the Cineport 10 in about an hour. Presenting La Bamba for this evening.
If we could, we got some listeners. I posted up here on our Facebook page to see if they got any questions that they would like to ask LDP.
Yes.
And let's see.
Briefs.
Boxer briefs, sir. What are they?
No. Boxer briefs.
Oh, boxer briefs.
Briefs, yeah.
Tagless or tag?
I tend to get the ones that have the tag that, you know, like it doesn't scratch your, you know, lower, exactly. You know, iliocypriac or whatever it is.
All right, well, we got a question here from Richard Brown. And, of course, he streams out Richie.
Yeah, of course he does.
Course.
But he goes, original.
Yeah, right? He goes to say, the first Power.
Thank you.
Is his favorite LDP movie.
Oh, wow.
Was it fun, as fun making it as it was watching it?
All right, so first of all, I know why it's your favorite movie, because I get my ass kicked from here to Sunday in that movie. I loved making the film. I actually love the film. It's kind of a cult classic now. But yeah, man, that one tore me up. I did a lot of my own stunts. Got tons of, you know, bruises and scrapes, and I've broken a few bones for films, you know, over the years. But, yeah, I like that one.
Well, that's what's up, though. Not all people do their own stunts.
I try to do what I can for an old guy.
Oh, you do it well still, sir. One more, I say we get here. This one actually cracked me up, a little Young Guns reference.
There you go.
From David Miranda. Ask him if he's been to the spirit world lately, if I can join him there.
Well, it's funny because I did the Soup's 500th anniversary live, and there was a funny line about, I'm a freaking actor, I can't talk to the spirit world, assholes. There was also, oh God, do you have to bleep me now?
Oh no, I don't even know what you just said.
No, of course not. It was in Mayan. But at any rate, there's also a pretty funny video where I really, really make fun of myself called Lucy in the Sky with Diamond,
really?
Talking about how I go into the spirit world and do things that I can't discuss on the radio.
If you guys haven't seen it, I have just barely checked it out, and I could not stop laughing literally as you walked in. Lucy in the Sky of Diamond. YouTube it right now.
It's pretty funny.
Hilarious. So many parts reacted, sir. Oh, man, so great.
You don't get a Lifetime Achievement Award by being stupid and getting a DUI.
And going in the spirit world. Lou Diamond Phillips, LDP. Again, check out Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds. I'm telling you, check it out right now, because you are going to love it. But thank you again so much. Lucy, thank you all so much for joining us here this afternoon. It's all happening this week in 2013 White Sands International Film Festival. By the way, our very own Lindsey Green from The Morning Show is going to be hosting the
gala
tomorrow.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes,
fantastic.
Sir. So, Lindsey, what's up, girl? All right, ladies and gentlemen, Lou Diamond Phillips on his way out as he continues his...
I'll see you at Cineport 10.
Take care, Lou. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, such a great afternoon. All right, so we got Avenged Sevenfold on the way, Stained, and more. You got it here on The Rocket.